to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, or good morning, as the case may be, and welcome to another edition of the best in live overnight talk radio, because this radio station cares enough to have live talk radio on. This is Coast to Coast AM from the Tahitian and Hawaiian Islands, out over flyover country to the Caribbean and the U.S., Virgin Islands, south into South America, north to the pole, and worldwide on the internet. Good to be here. I'm Art Bell. All right, I've got a lot of things I want to cover this evening with you, and the first of which is to update the Roswell Arts parts story. The testing on the parts continues, and it took a very, very strange twist this week. You may recall that Linda Bolton Howe got those parts tested by a scientist at a major university, and they tested to be 99 point some or another percent aluminum. You may recall Linda said aluminum, 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 which is hard to say actually three or four times. Well, it turns out that, and remember now that though it was on the outside, they were tested with spectrography, with an electronic scanning microscope, and all the rest of it. The pieces in question that were tested, 6 millimeters times 6 millimeters times 1 millimeter thick, if 100% aluminum, should have weighed 97 milligrams apiece. They made a sudden, surprising discovery that, guess what? They weigh 160 milligrams each. That's the original weight. They went back and they checked a second time, and they said, how can this be? Now, it may be that there is some very, very bad alloy, and it's all buried inside. But the spectrography showed there was nothing but aluminum on the outside. They cut one open, with my permission, and found what seems to be solid aluminum inside. They're going to do some more spectrography and so forth and so on the pieces now, but they have a great mystery. In other words, these things weigh twice what they should weigh if they are, as reported and tested, 100% aluminum. So right now we have a great mystery and we have no idea what these things are. Tune in next week as the second part of the test is revealed, but right now we've got a big mystery on our hands, and nobody can answer why. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned the state of Colorado's constitutional amendment that was to forbid the passage of any law which protects homosexual rights. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court said the whole thing, in fact, is unconstitutional. It is considered a victory for homosexual rights. The vote, 6-3, the majority opinion, said such a provision singled gays out, so much so that it cannot be explained by anything but animosity for gays. The minority view said the amendment sought simply to preserve traditional moral values. And so one might ask whether this marks... Well, what does this mark? Does it signal freedom, even though you're not gay, that you would believe this signals individual freedom for gays to eventually marry, for gays to go into the military without having to participate in Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or does it mark the day the walls in America began to fall? Which do you think? I watched 60 Minutes Sunday, and there was the single most shocking story that I can ever recall hearing about a nation committing suicide. You're not going to believe, if you didn't see the show, you're probably not going to believe some of the stats. I'm going to Moscow this summer in August. And it's got to give one pause before one goes. I'm going anyway because I really want to see it. There are going to be elections next month in Russia. Right now, the communist candidate is leading. Life expectancy for Russian males over the last 7 years, folks, has gone from 65 years of age down to 58 years of age. Soon to 53 years of age by the year 2005. This kind of drop is unparalleled in modern history. 800,000 more Russians die than are born every year. Maternity wards are half empty. They've got two abortions in Russia for every birth. Only one in four children in Russia are born healthy. The country is literally socially disintegrating in front of their very eyes. It gets worse. In industrially polluted areas, there are many of them, 40%, I said 40% of all the births are with defects, mostly mental. My God. The average consumption by Russians of vodka equals one half bottle per day per person. 99% of all injuries treated in hospitals are due to alcohol consumption. 50% of the water in Russia is polluted. New and old diseases are on the rise. Drugs everywhere. One in six in Russia will become drug addicts. One in six. One woman was seen saying, "Democracy is killing us." It seems to me this is a country poised for what? Revolution? A revolution at the ballot box, going back to communism, where the old saying was, we pretended to work, they pretended to pay us. There are a few rich people in Russia. Basically, though, the poverty level in Russia is apparently just through the roof. And so I am, it's the wrong phrase to say I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I am. I want to see if it's really this bad, so I will indeed, with some trepidation, go to Moscow. But it sounds incredible. Have you ever heard such statistics? It is virtually a national suicide. The president renewing MFN status for China does so with blessing of Bob Dole, who also wants it. Speaking of Bob Dole, again, a lot of talk about why he quit over the weekend. Why do you think he did? To spend more time campaigning? To distance himself from Newt Gingrich? Because it's time to go up or out? I'll tell you, Bob Dole is probably going to have to separate himself in some way from Newt Gingrich and the Republican revolution now bogged down, or he's going to have a problem. And he does not seem inclined to do it. The Democrats are going to have a heyday with it. They're going to call it the Dole-Gingrich campaign. The admiral who committed suicide, Admiral Borda, was covered over the weekend, and we learned the genesis of the story. It was a group called the National Security News Service, actually two guys. They were guests on Meet the Press. The way the whole thing began was they requested a Freedom of Information document on the Admiral. They concluded he was not entitled to wear the V medal award, which means combat in Vietnam. They broke the news that the Admiral was wearing the medals, that he, wearing medals he had not earned. Somehow Newsweek got hold of it. They were to have a 2:30 p.m. appointment with the Admiral. That is the day he committed suicide. Now, various people in the Navy have said the Admiral was indeed authorized, had spent time on destroyers in the war zone, in combat missions, and was entitled to wear them. Others have said no. But my question is, was it proper for the National Security News Service, and then I guess Newsweek to follow up, to make this into a story? Or should it, you know, is it one of those things that they just should have dropped? Listen, I've got something really weird, really strange, that I want you all to investigate for me and give me an opinion on. I stumbled into a very strange webpage called EON-4. Eon, I guess you'd pronounce it, dash 4. And this is an extensive webpage that claims we have made contact with extraterrestrials. And I'm going to read you a little bit of it. I know it's going to sound strange, but what I had Keith do was put a link up at the top of my webpage to Eon 4 so that you can see it, so that you can make your own judgments about what is there. I'm going to read you a little bit of one of their statements of Eon 4. We have made contact. On August 13th, 1992, the META, that's Multi-Channel Extraterrestrial Array Radio Telescope at Harvard University, perceived a strong narrowband signal at 2840 megahertz. Unlike previous so-called events, this signal had an originating point less than 0.25 parsecs outside our own solar system. Observable distortion at this originating point led to the supposition this was the mouth of a radio-based Nexus Navigator, spoken ribbon, reference, and then they go on and on and on. On October 20th, 1992, a full-fledged mathematics-based message was received from a highly advanced civilization situated at a far distant location in the universe. The first interaction between humankind and an extraterrestrial life form had begun. Since that day, and continuing through the present, a steadily growing share of the world scientific community has been privy to the regular open exchange of scientific and sociological data that's been taking place between ourselves and the EBE culture. Not unexpected, much of the science and technology this culture discusses with us exceeds our own current level of comprehension. Language has never been a barrier, though we've been able to understand only the most basic rudiments of their complex forms of communication. This life form has had no problem receiving information from us in any human language, from English to Sinhalese, and responding in kind, blah, 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 in other words, in the same language. 14 months after initial contact was made, The society provided us with instructions to develop and construct a device that has allowed the transfer of physical matter through the RBNN, whatever that is. They acknowledged arrival of physical matter on June 7th, 1994, and it goes on and on and on. This is an extensive web page with ostensibly all kinds of scientific participants, and it claims, basically, that we have established communication with another life form. Now, this may be total bunk, but if it is, it is very carefully constructed total bunk and looks real. That's all I'll say. That all of this, they say, Eon 4, is a project ongoing at Area 51. That's right, right near me. So what I would ask you to do is to go to my webpage, and courtesy of Keith, you will see at the very top a link to Eon 4. There is a classified area of it and a supposed public area. Go in there, if you would, please, and find out what the hell this is all about. If anybody can rip it apart. I mean, to me, it looks real. But there have been very elaborate hoaxes certainly done before and will be again. It certainly may be a hoax, but it impressed me sufficiently to have you go and investigate. In addition, I sent the people at Eon 4 several pieces of email requesting an interview, and I would ask you to do the same for me. Let us get these people on the air and tell us what this is all about. So again, it's right at the top of my website. Go in there, jump with the link, and go take a look at the complete text and the project. I mean, you've got project personnel listed and all kinds of things. It's incredible. You can only wonder what's on the classified side. So take a look. My website is www.artbell.com. Here's a kind of an interesting story. From Toronto, a research team plans to exhume 7 bodies from, get this, permafrost in hopes of finding what caused a global epidemic that killed 20 million people in 1918 and 19. The 1918 epidemic was called Spanish Fly at the time, but scientists didn't have any way to identify exactly what it was. Marked by sudden fever, chills, headache, malaise, muscle pain, pneumonia, and rapid death, it killed more people than all the fighting in World War I. The Canadian team believes the deadly virus might still be lurking in the lungs of the frozen bodies preserved in nature's deep freeze on a Norwegian Arctic island. They say special care is needed so the microbes don't revive once freed from their icy storage. Now, I wonder how many of you think this is a good idea. Here you've got one of the biggest plagues in history, and the scientists think they're going to dig some people up and get good, healthy samples of this horrible virus. Sounds like a plot from a science fiction book or something, doesn't it? All right, well, I'm not done. I've got more. I've got quite a bit on the Freemen this morning, so we'll get to that. Then we'll get the lines open, for it is unscreened, unpredictable, spontaneous talk radio coming up next.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time. Listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996.
Yes, the Russian story hit a lot of people. Here's one of them, Sean and Yucca Valley Art, for the... For me, the most remarkable thing about that report on 60 Minutes on Russia is that the whole country hasn't already violently exploded. The ability of the Russian people to endure suffering is beyond belief. It really is. Well, I guess you know we had a couple of close calls. An asteroid came within 279 miles of Earth. We always find out about this just when it's occurring. That's close, folks. Not quite as close as the moon, but close. We got a 4-day warning this time. We could have used more. Would 4 days have been enough to stop it? They say the next time it comes around, it may get pulled in by Earth's gravity and could hit. We're getting an awful lot of asteroids, an awful lot of comets, an awful lot of things out there recently that seem to be getting closer and more frequent. Anybody notice that one? The Freeman, I want to cover some on that. The 57th day now of the standoff, in fact longer now than Waco, they had more talks today, very heated at times, in other words, yelling at each other, and they got nowhere. A state Senator Duke walked out of one of the meetings. Apparently he's getting frustrated as well. Present 100 FBI agents. 22 people they believe inside, 3 children. Bo Greitz spoke at the Ontario Airport Marriott Hotel in Ontario, California, on Friday, and talked some about Freeman. Said it was he tried very hard to convince them to surrender to avoid bloodshed. Said he thought Randy Weaver would have been good to have with him to show the Freeman what heartbreak and suffering they and their loved ones could experience if the standoff comes to a violent end. Mr. Greitz says that a so-called gang of four made everyone take holy oaths to remain in the compound and that the oath would be violated if anybody tried to leave. So some of these people are being, at this point, apparently held, he feels, against their will. Quite remarkable. That is a true story. Did anybody see the other segment on 60 Minutes, the Turner Diaries, all about Dr. William Pierce, the physicist turned radical? 200,000 copies have gone out so far. Now, the Turner Diaries would be a book that allegedly Timothy McVeigh regarded as his Bible. In it, the doctor, the good doctor, says we ought to get rid of all the blacks and the Jews in America in order to get back the America we have lost. It has become the Bible of the far extreme right. In one chapter of the Turner Diaries, a fictional character, militia person, drives a vehicle full of a fertilizer bomb into the FBI building, the basement of the FBI building, in Washington, D.C., and blows it into little pieces. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? The good doctor thinks, quote, if we don't like what we see, we should do something about it, end quote. He said, America, our America, is disintegrating in front of our eyes because of race mixing. Race mixing. He most admires Adolf Hitler, called blacks rapists, thugs, and cannibals, and theorized when the balloon goes up, blacks will be eating people, cannibalizing people. This was William Pierce, author of the Turner Diaries. What a strange, weird character he is. How many of you think America is disintegrating because of the mixture of races? Well, I've got a lot more, but not time for it, so I'll just leave it right there. That's plenty of food for thought, I suppose. So whatever you want to talk about is fair game. The lines are open. The numbers are as follows. First-time callers to the program, area code 702-727-1222. The wild card lines, 702-727-1295. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, it's 1-800-825-5033. Outside the good old USA, you can call us toll-free. Get the USA direct access number or call the USA AT&T operator and have her call 800-893-0903. And I don't care where you are in the world, it won't cost you a penny. That's 800-893-0903. All right, folks, back. It'll be the first call of the week. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Yeah, Art?
Yes.
Let me turn down the turn
it
radio.
Turn it off. There you go.
That's cool, being the first caller.
Yes, indeed, for the week. Where are you?
Kansas City, Missouri.
All right.
This is Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
First of all, I wanted to find out what that was on the opening theme.
My opening theme?
Yeah, tonight.
Was a Midnight Express.
Okey-doke. Also, did you see last week the Doctor Who movie?
No.
Ah, missed a good one. That was what your alien caller from Skaros was.
Really?
Yeah, it's a reference from one of the big baddies from Doctor Who.
I see.
It's a race of robots.
No kidding.
Anyway. That's about it.
See you later.
Okie doke. Thanks.
Bye. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art. Buzz the radio spy.
Yes, how you doing, Buzz?
Oh, long time no talk to.
Indeed.
Yes, and one of the things you mentioned is about the Eon 4.
You bet.
And you did mention about hoax pages. And through Keith's work, you know my hoax page that I set up on April Fool's Day drew a lot of paranoid people. You know, so there are some out there.
Buzz, have you gone to look at this yet?
No, I haven't, but I will as soon as the rush dies down, probably about 4 a.m.
I see. Well, I would appreciate sincerely your input. Now, it may be some sort of commercial venture. It may be a big hoax. Whatever it is, it's done very, very well.
And I like looking at well-done pages. It gives me my creative, because I like, you know, the creative input on how to write a good page.
Well, I was surfing about and found it, and I've never seen anything like it.
Topic 2 of 3, are you going to come and visit us this morning?
Come and visit you.
On the IRC.
Oh, I may do that, yes.
Alrighty. And number 3, about what happened in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
And I'm sort of glad that we can now extend full citizenship to all law-abiding Americans. And maybe if this all dies down, the gays and lesbians won't be in our face so much.
Well, I wonder about that.
Well, there is a gay activist who has a weekly talk show here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his view from the gay community. And from the gay acquaintances that the gay and lesbian acquaintances that I have, that seems to be what they want from the more moderate end. Just give us our rights, leave us alone, quit picking on us, and we'll leave you alone.
Well, I've always been more or less, Buzz, an advocate of that anyway. You know, as long as people leave me alone, I'm inclined to leave them alone.
Me too. And if you have a comment, and I'll take that off the air, about the Ruby Ridge movie.
All right, thank you. It seemed concocted to it's the best way to put it. not serve the purpose of engendering any sympathy for Mr. Weaver and his family. That was my take on it. Iraq now allowed to sell $1 billion in oil every 90 days for food and medicine. It should lower gas prices here in the U.S. Oh, we'll see. Do you think the $1 billion every quarter will actually end up going for food and medicine? That's a big question. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Russell calling from South Lake Tahoe.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to possibly suggest a guest for your show,
okay.
Jacques Cousteau. He visited South Lake Tahoe a number of years ago and spent about 3 days here and brought a submarine down. And his statement when he was finished was that the world is not ready what I found. The world is not ready for what I found in Lake Tahoe.
You know, it's strange. I have heard a lot of stories about things being in Lake Tahoe. And I don't know what it is down there, but there apparently is something.
Many divers that go into Lake Tahoe will not dive there again because they say it's a very scary experience.
Yep. Well, it's also very cold.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Jacques Cousteau would be a lot of fun to have as a guest. Do you think he would open up and tell us what lies beneath the generally tranquil surface of and very clear water of Lake Tahoe? Something down there. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Yes.
Turn your radio off, please.
Yes, I did. Thank
you. There
you
are.
I wanted to find out if there's any relevance in ARCO Advance Power Technologies with their involvement, or they had been involved early on in the HARP project, that the purpose of their being involved more than anything else was to sell oil to the HARP project because it would involve only having to sell oil directly right there in Alaska rather than having to transport it any further away mm-hmm. than absolutely necessary to reduce their cost to make maximum profit.
The last word I heard on HARP was that it had been at least temporarily shut down. Now,
right.
I'm not sure that's accurate, but that's what I heard.
The last that I had heard is that funding had been froze, but they had still gone ahead with testing and that. So where the money or funds came from or whether they had funds left over in reserve from what had been approved and given to them in prior time is the only thing I could figure, or whether private interest behind it is actually funding it to accelerate their program.
Yes, I'm not sure, and I can't tell you about ARCO.
I see.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir, and have a good morning. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Art?
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Robert from Yuba City, California.
Yes, Robert.
Yeah, I got about 100 things I want to talk about, but there's three important ones.
All right.
Okay, first one is, I don't know if you heard about it, but here in California, in Yuba City, we had a guy kill an 8-year-old boy. I heard it on the news.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a registered sex offender. They let him out of prison.
Right.
Kind of makes me a little bit upset for the fact that they're letting sex offenders, child sex offenders out, and putting people away for smoking marijuana. That kind of upsets me. I don't know how you feel about it personally. Second is that I think somebody in Pennsylvania took you up on your idea about poisoning the drugs.
Well, we've had reports of heroin.
Yeah, bad heroin bag.
That's right.
Yeah. And the other thing, oh, man, you were talking about it.
You forgot.
That guy that killed himself?
Yes, Admiral Borden.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I mean, most people don't kill themselves by shooting themselves in the chest.
Well, that was my first take on it, too.
I mean,
it's unlikely.
Yeah, because if you're going to kill yourself, there's much more positive ways of doing that.
Well,
especially when you're trying to point a gun back. I mean,
I would substitute effective rather than positive.
Okay.
Effective, yeah, as in blowing the top of your head off, of course. But I am fairly well satisfied, that it was a suicide. You know what I'm interested in more than anything else? If you had been the one who got on to the story about the controversy regarding his wearing of the V medals, would you have pursued the story? Was it a legitimate story? Or do you think you would have regrets for having pursued that story in view of his suicide? West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. How are you doing? This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Al. I have a couple of comments about the Chupacabra.
Yes.
I have two theories. One would be that the, you know, Mexican government is trying to do some kind of advertisement to take away some other ideas from the people down there.
Well, that is a theory that is ascribed to every big story that comes along, not just in Mexico, but here too.
Okay, yeah, I know my people. We're pretty... we believe too much sometimes in these kind of things and talk too much about it, but, you know. And my other theory is this could be something that, you know, some kind of animal that's living, you know, close to the, I mean, in the center of the earth or closer to there.
And slowly coming up through holes and getting people, huh? Mr. Bell, I first heard of the Chupacabra about 2 weeks ago. I'm a truck driver. I had returned home when my wife said that some goats had been attacked a couple of miles from our home. This was televised locally in San Antonio. At first, I thought the animal, Chupacabra, was a wolf, an animal. Was surprised to find out otherwise, mainly because I had seen something that may have been this animal. I was leaving Wichita Falls, Texas, headed south on U.S. 287. It was night. I'd barely left the city when I saw something descending into the light above the street lights. I was scared at first because I thought it was a crop duster making a crash landing. Then I thought it was a hang glider. When it had descended into the light, I could see it was a bird. Let me tell you, it was huge, 15 to 20 foot wingspan. Looked kind of like an owl to me. But because I was trying to dodge the thing, I can't tell you for sure what the thing was. You might see if they had any goat sucking in that area in the last couple of months. That's from Harold. Harold, who saw a chupacabra, he believes. The reports continue to come in. Over the weekend, front page in the L.A. Times. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Yes.
John from Youngstown. I called you last week. I spent 16 days last year in Russia with a Russian family, and I covered 1,800 miles by train. What do you want to know?
Well, what do you want to tell us?
Well, the prices of most foods and commodities are 80% of what they are here.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. Apparently, that's still nearly 100% more than the Russian people can afford.
A Russian doctor makes $40 a month in equivalent, you know, in rubles.
Yes, well...
My Russian friend's mother works full-time at daycare. She makes $21 a month, and $18 goes for rent.
Well, okay, thanks. One of the doctors they showed on 60 Minutes made $120 a month, and they asked him, how can you live on that? He said, the way all Russians do, barely. We'll be back.
The trip back in time continues with Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM. More Somewhere in Time coming up. Premier Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996.
And I've got a web bulletin for you. You've got to take a look at this. I don't know if it's a hoax. It may well be. I would imagine it is. If it isn't, it's big news. If it's a hoax, it's one of the more elaborate, well-done, professional hoaxes I've ever seen. Go to my webpage on the net. That's www.artbell.com. There you will find a link at the top of the page to something called Eon 4. EON-4. You take a look and you tell me what you think. I took a look and it blew my mind. Here's the facts on it. Art, Eon 4 is wild. I logged on when I saw your page this evening. The classified section is reached by an easy registration. Optional email updates available. The claim is we've sent an explorer team at the invitation of the... well, alien sentience. This team has reached the vicinity of their world, but with the loss of the team leader. It's hard to know what to think of the site and its story. The line is something like a video game, but there's nothing to do but read and think. Woo! That's comment number one, and I'm sure we'll get more. Take a look. You let me know. I found it. Hi, Art. I checked out the Eon 4 site. I don't know. But it seems like someone's sci-fi story presented in web format. And the Apple sponsorship adds to the suspicion. Still, even if it's not real, it's pretty cool. Thanks for putting it on your page. Mark, KSFO, San Francisco. Again, I reflect back on two 60 Minutes stories over the weekend that I thought were incredible. Finally, they're doing some good stuff again. The story on Russia was staggering. I'm going to Moscow in August, and after seeing it, I go with more trepidation than I had in the first place. That place is disintegrating, actually. Now, the cruise that I'm going on is going to stop at St. Petersburg, and I'm going to go ahead and take, which is beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and risk my neck and take the optional trip to Moscow because I want to see it for myself. But boy, what they had on that show over the weekend. Wonder if you saw it. Also, the Turner Diaries, and the Turner Diaries appear to be the Bible for right-wing extremists like Timothy McVeigh. There was a chapter in there about somebody who blew up a federal building. FBI building, with a fertilizer bomb by driving into the basement. This was in Washington, D.C. And it parrots the, or I should say, I guess, McVeigh's crime parrots this book almost chapter and verse, even down to the makeup of the fertilizer bomb. So they interviewed Dr. Pierce about his book. And basically, he would like to get rid of the blacks, Jews, and Hispanics in America, and get back, in his opinion, what America has lost. I don't know what he means by that. I guess whitedom or something. At any rate, he says America is disintegrating because of racial mixing. How many of you agree with that? Said that blacks will become rapists, thugs, and cannibals. Unbelievable guy, and this is what a lot of people are following. Did anybody have... And this guy, by the way, is a physicist. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Out here in the Los Angeles area.
Okay, turn your radio off.
You know, something's happening here.
Where?
Well...
L.A.?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you see, there's all sorts of news medias here, the TVs. There's so many murders. What's going on in L.A. County?
Yes.
That watching all these stations and everything cannot keep track of them.
I know. Thank you. It's not just L.A. It's here, too, watching the local Las Vegas coverage. You've got to wade through the murders at the beginning of the show each day. And it's quite a wade. Yet they say crime is down. Does it feel like crime is down to you? Maybe it's just the media. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Turn your radio off.
Okay. I have a comment about the Chupacabra.
Yes.
I was looking. I play Dungeons and Dragons quite frequently, and I was reading on your webpage, and I happened to look at the picture of it, and flipping through the monster manual, I found a couple pictures that quite resembled the drawing that was sent to you. And I was wondering if you'd be interested in seeing them.
Yes, of course.
Okay. How would I go about getting them to you? Because I don't know if I can fax them or not, because it is copyrighted material.
Oh, well, you really shouldn't. I can't advise you, sir, to transfer copyrighted material.
Okay. I can give you information on how to get the book.
All right.
It's the it's by TSR Hobbies, and it's the Monstrous Manual. And on pages 370 and 371, there's two creatures that are used in the game. And combining the two together, you've got your drawing that's on your website.
All right, I'll research it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll take a look. I'm telling you, this Eon 4 website is really weird. I sure would like to know who is behind that. Ostensibly, Apple is sponsoring it. I don't know whether that really means they are or whether they're just using Apple computers. It's really hard to say. But somebody has gone to an awful lot of trouble, that's for sure. I really can't get over this Turner Diary business. I have not read the Turner Diaries. Have any of you? It apparently... the most amazing thing is, a Jew is going to publish it. He doesn't agree with a bit of it, but he's going to publish it. I think that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. This guy was frightening because he was obviously very intelligent. But then I guess in his own way, so was Hitler. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art Bell.
Yes, sir.
Only Art Bell could pry me away from Michael Reagan, one of your competitors, this late tonight. actually, I'm calling from Clearwater.
Shouldn't be too hard. If Michael Reagan's on now, he's repeating.
That's true, yeah. We do catch it on tape delay out here.
Yep.
I have a couple of theories on your little arts parts there.
Oh yes.
Now if they say the you'll have to pardon me for ignorance. I didn't take chemistry in school. That's public education for you. But if the parts are aluminum, you say that they're supposed to weigh 97 milligrams, but they actually weigh 160 something.
Yeah. In other words, they did initial testing and. They did spectrograph, they did electron scanning microscope and all of that, and it came back 99.9%, whatever it was, aluminum.
Right.
What they call 1100 aluminum in the industry. Now, the size is 6 millimeters by 6 millimeters by 1 millimeter thick. If it's 1100 aluminum, it should weigh exactly 97 milligrams.
Right.
But guess what? It weighs 160. Now, that's damn near double.
Right. I have a couple of theories. One of them is that if this is aluminum is definitely from another world, it is quite possible that in this other world they have a different gravitational density, different atmospheric density, so that when they work with aluminum, when it's over there, everything works like it's supposed to. But when it comes over here, it weighs more because our gravity on Earth is more.
Well, look.
That may be one thing you can, one possibility.
Anything is possible, sir, or there might be something else inside, but it would have to be a horrible alloy indeed. They cut one of them open, and they said it appeared to be aluminum throughout. If that's true, and if the center, which I have authorized to be tested, one destructive test, tests out to be 100% aluminum as well, then they've got themselves a most serious mystery.
Right, that's why I come up with this theory. Perhaps maybe that could explain it. If maybe a physicist is listening out there, they could better explain that. Another theory possibly is that I also know that if you either take away or attach protons or neutrons or electrons to an element, their atomic structure stays pretty much the same, but there's a different volume and weight and mass.
Right.
And so you could come out with the same aluminum, but different atomic structure, and
right.
so it would weigh differently. Possible?
Right. Yeah, anything's possible. I appreciate the call, sir. Linda Howe called me up this last weekend all excited. She said, it just can't be. She said the scientists went back and measured the pieces again to be very sure of what he was saying with regard to their size because of the relationship to the weight. And he came back puzzled. So now more tests must be done. And it may be that although it's unlikely that it would be just a bad alloy, but there was not even one little molecular piece of an alloy detected in all the testing done on the outside. So we've got a real mystery here. We'll see, and I'll let you know, but the story continues and the plot thickens. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Moderate Dave, the economist.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
I am fine.
Regarding your last caller, the specific gravity of the aluminum should not vary according to the outside temperature, air pressure, and gravitational pull. The molecular structure will still be the same.
Well, you would think so, and you would think the elements would be identical.
So on Earth, it should be identical to aluminum 1100, like you're saying. But when you go to Russia, regarding another topic, don't go near Chernobyl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's 200 tons of uranium reactor fuel that's been melted into glass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a heart of a monster, man. If you go near there and that sarcophagus collapses, yeah.
Did you happen to see the coverage on this last Sunday of Russia?
No, I didn't, but I've been doing
mackerel.
Some work in that, and it's just appalling what's going on over there. There's incredible things that I mean, the Chernobyl disaster, just a little bit of that information is starting to leak out.
They should have had a revolution already there.
Yeah, they should
Based
have.
On what I see here, this country should be torn apart.
Oh, yeah, and it is. We're going to be having a revolution here in Santa Cruz in our marine sanctuary. We had a Freeman boater standoff.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
A
boater with a handgun, right?
Or some kind of weapon, they said.
Well, handgun.
Anyway, all like you've been fretting about with all your militia nutcases out there, well, what they're thinking or you are afraid of is they'd all come to his aid. Well, 50 boats surrounded this lone Freeman boater out there in the bay, and they turned back the Coast Guard.
Hmm.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
And so they let him go, and they're probably going to track him down later and punish him, but at least he got away. And he's sitting there saying, don't come near my boat or it's going to be like Waco. There's going to be flames and blood and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not taking my gun.
Well, I don't think they wanted to take his gun. That wasn't the idea.
Well, they wanted to come on board, and when he threatened them with use of weapons, then they said, well, you're going to give us your weapons, and we're going to come on board.
Was he inside territorial limits?
Yes, he was in our marine sanctuary, and there was some dispute as to whether or not it was a Coast Guard jurisdiction, but the main factor is that 50 other fishermen's boats came around and surrounded him to such an extent that they outgunned and outmanned the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard had to turn tail and flee.
All right. Yes, that is all true. And at least the part about his turning them away is certainly true. Said, I'm sticking to my constitutional rights. Now, I don't really know what his constitutional rights are at sea, inside the limits. It seems to me if he would be subject to Coast Guard authority that he would have to allow a boarding. I'm not really sure. I don't know enough about the laws of the sea to be able to tell you, but I do know he held them off. The story on 60 Minutes Sunday about Russia was one of the more unbelievable things I ever saw. I sat there with my mouth hanging open. God, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible. How can this country not be in full-fledged revolution? And remember, this country, described on Sunday, still has, what, 50,000 strategic or at least nuclear weapons, with many of those being strategic, meaning they can push a button and 20 or 30 minutes later, nuclear hell rains down here. So you've got to bear that in mind as you look at the condition of Russia. Elections next month. The likely outcome, a return to communism. You don't hear many people saying much about it. But Boris Yeltsin is way far behind. He may be able to cut a deal, but barring that possibility, Russia may well go back to communism beginning next month. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Ed in Finland, California.
Hello, Ed.
A couple of things. First, about those scientists wanting to dig up the bodies that were killed by the Spanish flu.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Not a good idea. we have enough problems, and if they happen to slip up, we're going to have even more, sounds like. I know there's a disease out here called Valley Fever, and it's not that lethal, but whenever they dig up an old body in a graveyard here, sometimes it...
I mean, they're actually doing this so they can get to the lungs of these people thought to have died of this disease and revive this virus, revive the virus, and suppose it got loose.
That's it. They can say, well, you know, it's going to be like the, I think it's Andromeda strain type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you had Brad Steiger on Saturday. I tried to reach you, but I couldn't get
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, okay. He had something in his book, one of his books one time, about the Forest of Lost Children. And that was about the Angeles Forest area here, about children, that mysterious disappearances there. And he said, I believe, something about time warps, meaning these mountains here. So if anybody could give me more information on it. Or didn't he have an address that people could write to?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And no, I don't have it handy, but I appreciate the call, sir. The Brad Steiger show on Dreamland Sunday was excellent. If you want a copy of it, or for that matter, the Mitchell Hoagland debate, or anything we do with a guest or any Dreamland program, you can get copies by calling 1-800-917-4278. That's 1-800-917-4278. With regard to this plan to dig up these people frozen in the tundra with the 1918 epidemic that was called, I think they called it Spanish fly, not flu at the time. At any rate, they say it will, quote, be done with the greatest respect and dignity, adding that extreme safety precautions will be taken so the microbe will not be unleashed again. I'm still not convinced it is what I would call a good plan. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Going once.
Yes, hello?
Yes, turn your radio off.
Okay, it's off.
That's good. Now speak.
Okay. I just had some information about the Russian topic.
Yes, sir.
And I'm an environmental geologist, and I've done some research on the subject and had a good book for him to read.
Really?
And
him? Well, him is me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
What, you're sorry to be on the air?
No.
Oh, okay.
Misunderstood.
Well, now you're at a break, so if you want to stay on the air, you're going to have to hold on.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. You won't hear anything during the break. Don't let it worry you. By the way, yes, we do have Vidian on this morning. If you want to call and see me do the show, she's up and running.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time. Somewhere in Time.
Thanks to the caller who waited. You're back on the air, sir.
Yes. The book I was calling about is called Ecocide in the USSR.
Yes.
and it's by Murray Feshbach and Alfred Friendly Jr.
Well, it is ecocide going on there. Can you imagine one out of four children born with mental illness?
It's kind of frightening, isn't it?
Frightening? It's the decimation of an entire country. I mean, they are actually committing national suicide.
That's one way to put it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Kind of puts the environmental fight in this country in perspective, though, doesn't it?
40% of all babies born with mental defects, maternity wards half empty, 2 abortions for every birth, 800,000 more dying than born every year. Life expectancy to fall to, has already fallen from 65 to 58. There should be a revolution going on there. And if there isn't one, there's going to be one. And when there is, I wonder what they're going to do with all those nuclear weapons.
Who knows? Let's see. But, I mean, I guess the gist of this book was discussing how the economy and so forth could not rebound because of these restraints that have been put on it. And some of the figures I gave as of 1990, and these are Russian estimates, were between 15 and 17% of the gross national product of that country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 60 billion rubles a year just for environmental abuse. You know, it goes on and on and on. Goes on about Chernobyl, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but you remember the pictures on TV. You see the, you know, you saw the people in the suits going in and out, and the foreign minister that was in charge of, or the scientific supervisor for that site, stated that every one of them are dead now that you saw on TV, mm-hmm. between 5,000 and 7,000, and anyone that was exposed more than a half an hour to that radiation at the site is now dead.
Well, I heard that, but I also heard that those who were exposed in a wider way, while there has been an increase in some kinds of cancer, mainly in children, that they have not had the kind of cancer rates they thought or expected or should have had as a result of that kind of contamination. But nationwide, I mean, forget Chernobyl, the real contamination is occurring because of pollution. So serious, that 40% of the children are born with birth defects. Can you imagine that? In areas of industrial pollution, 40%, mostly mental defects. Their population is dying. Their country is dying. One woman said, it is democracy. It's killing us. So what do you think they'll do next month when they have the elections? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, Art.
Hello.
Yeah, Art, this is Ed in Spokane.
Yes.
I've got a question about the chupacabra.
Yes, sir.
Does anybody said what kind of noise it makes, or does it make
yes,
a noise or anything?
They say it makes a very, very loud hissing noise, kind of like a jet plane, almost.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. That's all I've heard. Chupacabra reports coming now from everywhere. Art, I just left the page for Eon 4. It is incredibly well done. Too well done for something like it to be real. It's pretty interesting that the current mission commander is supposedly a space shuttle astronaut slash pilot. Should be easy to verify. That is, if it's a public mission, I would add. In the image archive, I'm a little concerned with the quality of the images transmitted back from the sentient location. They would presumably be sent digitally, but they show typical analog signal degradations, lines, etc. I don't believe that digital signals would be degraded in this manner. Conclusion? Too slick to be the real thing. From Tom. I agree, Tom. It is very slick. That's why I put the link in. I've never seen anything like it. Now, maybe it is some sort of slick, weird promotion for a movie. Maybe it's somebody's idea of a joke. Whatever it is, it's very, very well done. Yeah, you'll find it right at the top of my webpage, and I suggest you go take a look and tell me what you think. It is a project supposedly going on at Area 51, adjacent to me here. It is supposedly revealing to the world that we have made contact. Go take a look, Eon 4. east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hi.
Art, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, this is Mike in Central Texas.
Yes, Mike.
Listen, I really enjoyed, I loved the Pornell interview that you did on Friday, or a couple Fridays ago.
Dr. Pornell, yes.
Yeah, really thought it was great. Has anybody called in about the DCX rocket yet?
Oh, yes. I mean, people have commented on it. That's a rocket the doctor said was virtually designed in his living room.
Yeah. Anyways, they did a test on it on Saturday. Has anybody called in about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And about the fire and... I just woke up, so I didn't...
You just woke up, okay.
Yeah. So I just think that's incredible. I mean, you know, normally if you've got a fire and or explosions, you know, that's it, you know. That's it, you know. But now it's become sort of a wink and a nod, you know, like,
yep.
Geez. You know, this is how good our design is. You know, I think it's fascinating.
Yep. So. Well, that makes two of us.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Take care. Yes, very interesting indeed. And I want to know more about that craft. East of the Rockies, you're on the air, top of the morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Where are you?
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge. All right. Well, you're on the air. Turn your radio off.
Okay.
That's good. Get that radio off.
My name is Dmitry. I'm from Russia. I studied at Louisiana State University. I will graduate this summer, and I'm going to law school. And after I get my law degree, hopefully in 3 years, I'm going back to Russia. And I believe that the future of Russia depends on people like me, not the people who... just can't take care of themselves and their children and their...
Dmitry, did you see 60 Minutes on Sunday?
Oh, sorry, I did not.
Did you hear what I said about it, though?
Yes, I've heard about what he said.
It is far worse than anybody thought. I mean, it's really the suicide of a country.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. Journalists, they tend to look for the worst facts they can find, you know.
Well, they sure found some bad ones.
Oh, yeah, because, people in Moscow and St. Petersburg especially live very well.
Yes, I know that is true in St. Petersburg, but that is also because of the tourism there. The question is about the rest of the country, and specifically about Moscow.
Now, what about Moscow?
Well, they showed a number of the hospitals in Moscow. They gave us stats about how many Russians are dying versus those being born. There are now 2 abortions in Russia for every live birth.
Well,
How long has it been since you've been home?
I've been living in the United States for a year and a half, but my relatives, they all live in Russia, and I talk to them every week, and... They actually are very optimistic. My father is a lawyer, and he says the situation is getting better every day. The business life is reviving, and many people are actually better off now than they were during the communism, especially those people who can work, who are willing to work. Unfortunately, that welfare system that existed during the communism era in the former Soviet Union, it actually destroyed in people the desire to work hard, to earn hard, like the people in the United States, they...
Well, yes, we know that. Believe me, we know what communism did, but it looks now like the election next month will bring a communist back.
Well, but you said that Yeltsin is trailing Zyuganov pretty badly, but as far as I know, he's ahead in most polls, 1 or 2 points ahead in almost every poll.
That is not true.
That is not true?
That is not true.
Wow. Well, in this case, I don't know what to say since father told me...
Mr. Yeltsin is in single digits.
Maybe you're talking about Mr. Gorbachev now.
No.
Gorbachev is really in single digits.
No.
No.
Mr. Yeltsin is in single digits.
That's big news to me.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to be the one to have to give it to you, but it is true. And right now, the communist is way out ahead. What Mr. Yeltsin is trying to do is to make a deal to put together some sort of a coalition government. Whether that'll come off or not, who knows? If half of what they said on 60 Minutes was true about Russia, that nation is teetering on the edge of complete disaster. Now, there's nothing like seeing for yourself, and I am going to go there, and I am bound and determined to see for myself. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
My name is Elizabeth. I call from WSDR, Sterling, Illinois.
Well, welcome.
I called you before. How about Russia? My husband was in Russian prison. My father was in Russian prison during the Second World War, the Second World War.
Yes.
It is absolutely true. Communism is coming back. My husband never talked about prison because he couldn't. He had terrible nightmares.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he did.
And he told me, honey, remember one thing before he died. A communist is a communist, and he always will be a communist, and Russia gonna stay communism no matter what they tell you.
All right. Well, I happen to believe you. I believe that communism is on the way back to Russia. It's a sad thing. It's too bad. It's too bad that they've been unable to make the transition. I'm not exactly sure why it is, why democracy has not flourished and reached the common person. I guess everything takes time, and I don't think there's going to be enough time for democracy or a representative democracy to take hold in Russia. So I'm very concerned, and I'm glad that I'm going to get over there and get a look pretty soon. I'll come back, and I'll tell you what I found. You just can't depend on news reports. You've got to see for yourself. And I will try to get to some hospitals. I will try and talk to some people who can either verify or knock down what we've heard. And I'll let you know. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Jerry in Los Angeles.
Hi, Jerry.
Art, did you hear that in the European Union is requiring for buying and selling a mark that you have to have?
Mark of the Beast, right?
That's what I. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it is.
Do you?
Well, you know, if you take a look at the symbol of the European Union, which is a woman sitting on a beast, I mean, I don't need to have a house to follow me to realize this is a prophecy unfolding right in front of our eyes.
And so what are you going to do about it?
Have a closer relationship with my God.
In that case, you'll be in when the time comes, and many will be out. Right? Because that's all you can do. Everybody has to do their own individual thing. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Yes, this is Ruben in San Antonio.
Ruben. Can barely hear you, Ruben. Speak up.
Is this Art?
Yes.
Yes, this is Ruben in San Antonio.
Right.
Yeah, I had a few things to talk about.
Talk.
One of them was the Chupacabra.
Yes.
Yeah, I was with that guy they called last week. He was talking about... it might be from Brazil, you know, burning down the rainforest, something they let go.
Something that came out of the rainforest, yes.
Yes.
Or the swamps of Puerto Rico, who knows?
Oh, yeah, well. And the other thing was, you read the Bible?
Yes.
Thank you. In the Bible, I mean, can you find any place in there where it says anything about dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs?
Yes.
No, but you can find areas where it talks about unusual, weird creatures that will be about in the final days. One might put the Chupacabra in such class. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, hello, Art. This is Patrick in Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Patrick.
Turn off my radio here.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of things. I've just discovered your show in the last couple of weeks, and
I've
hooked. It's a terrific show.
I have had more people saying that to me, that they found it in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, actually, I discovered it via your website.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's because it's connected with, you know, there's so many connections to other websites.
Yes, there are.
There that, yeah, anyway.
Be sure and go up there and look at this Eon 4 and let me know.
Ah, okay. I'll have a quick look at it. Usually when I see something like that that's probably fictional, masquerading as true, I usually kind of
well, that may be,
it,
but at least take a look.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just briefly here. Really enjoyed the debate between Hoagland and Edgar Mitchell.
Yes.
Do you have any idea when they'll be back on again together on your show? Have they given any indication?
Well, Richard is now on the way to England.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Mitchell has received some new material. So when he has digested those.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Second, regarding the death of Admiral Borda.
Yes.
If you were
a journalist,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
and you got on to that story,
yeah,
would you run it or not?
I think I would, but first of all, I think this question we're focusing on now of whether or not they should have pursued the story and aired it,
yes,
kind of presupposes that he did indeed commit suicide. Now you said you were fairly satisfied that he did.
Yes, I am.
You know, I don't, of course, claim to know for sure one way or the other, but
I,
on the other hand, am not.
Yes, before you make an allegation otherwise, do you have one scintilla of proof that it was not a suicide?
Right.
Do you?
No, I do not, and I'm aware of that. One thing I would wonder about, I know they've been reporting that there were two suicide notes that he left.
That's right. One for the enlisted men.
Right, and of which a part has been made public, and
right,
the other one hasn't been read from at all, or hasn't been made public. One thing I would like to know is whether those notes were written in his own handwriting, or whether, on the other hand, they were typed, or perhaps written out in all caps, or something
all right
like that. And if they were typed, were they signed? I mean, I would certainly be satisfied if, you know, if it was clear that they were written in his own handwriting.
Well, what would make me suspicious is if we found in one of them a paragraph that said, and, by the way, I cannot believe the innocence of the Clintons.
Hmm.
Look, thank you. I have no reason to believe it's anything but a suicide. Now, what I am slightly suspicious about is that there may be more to it, folks, than we have been led to believe. In other words, there may be reasons beyond the medals that he wore. I am going to screen some calls between now and the end of the news at the top of the hour. Again, referring to the 60 Minutes piece on the Turner Diaries by Dr. William Pierce, a Ph.D., a physicist, a man who has written virtually the Bible for the extreme right wing politically in America. It is regarded that way. A man who believes that we should get rid of all the blacks, Hispanics, and Jews and get back the America we lost. A man who believes that America is disintegrating because of racial mixing. What I would like is somebody who agrees with Mr. Pierce. And so if you agree with Mr. Pierce and these two statements that I just gave you that are attributed to him, call me at area code 702-727-1222. If you sincerely agree, if you are a student of the Turner Diaries, then I want to hear from you. Everybody else, hold off on that line. I'm going to be screening calls during the news to get somebody willing to argue in a debate somebody who agrees with the Turner Diaries. If that's you, call me now at 702-727-1222, and we will have a debate. Be right back.
The trip back in time continues with Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM. More Somewhere in Time coming up.
Conscience, I guess. If I was walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting the flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996.
It is indeed. I'm Art Bell, and we're still looking for somebody. I've had many wannabes, but nobody who actually wants to argue the point. 60 Minutes did a big piece on the Turner Diaries. Dr. William Pierce, they interviewed Dr. Pierce. The Turner Diaries are coming out once again. The Turner Diaries are a collection of, actually it's a fiction that unfortunately today appears to have become reality with the explosion in Oklahoma City. At any rate, Dr. Pierce Sunday said that, agreed, that his philosophy basically says that we have got to get rid of the blacks, Hispanics, and Jews and get back the America we have lost. Quoting 60 Minutes, he believes that America is disintegrating because of racial mixing. Do you agree with that? If you agree with that, call me at area code 702-727-1222. If you don't agree with that, don't call me on that number, because you'll just be wasting your money. I'm looking for somebody who basically agrees with those incredible tenets. If I find that person, we will do a debate. And for this purpose, I am screening calls, so it'd be an absolute waste of your money to call that number otherwise. But if you agree with those statements, call now, 702-727-1222. If you disagree, any other number will do. So in a moment, I think we'll have ourselves a little debate on that exact topic. Should be interesting. Well, let us continue to screen calls here. Hello, do you agree with the Turner Diaries?
Well, I haven't read the Turner Diaries, but his point about disintegration I agree with.
You do?
Yes.
What about his point about getting rid of the blacks, Hispanics, and Jews to get back, quote, the America we lost?
Well, I'm afraid I didn't see the whole interview. I just saw the excerpt on the late night news.
Doesn't matter.
If he means forced, repatriation and all that stuff, I don't see any way to do that. I would just argue that we have to stop government policies that do things racially, and
uh-huh.
That's what I would say we have to do.
Well, that isn't what he said, so I guess you don't qualify.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, what he said was we should get rid of the blacks, Jews, and Hispanics to get back the America we lost, and that America is disintegrating because of race mixing. If you agree with that, then call me at 702-727-1222. And again on that line, you're on the air. Hello.
I have not read the Turner Diaries either, but I do believe that there's a serious problem with the minorities in this country in terms of that if you took away...
Sir, I read the two statements. Do you agree with those?
And those were?
Well, you weren't listening, so we'll just keep screening. This is why I screen for these. Because either people aren't listening or paying attention or something. I don't know what. Again, on that line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I agree with him.
You do?
Yes.
And you're willing to argue them on the air?
You betcha, Kimosabe.
All right. What is your first name?
Douglas.
Douglas. Okay. Douglas, you're on. Hold on just a second while I find somebody to debate you, all right?
Okay.
All right, that's Douglas, and he agrees with the statements made in the Turner Diaries. Now we're going to screen calls and find somebody who radically disagrees, and we will then have a debate. And let me see, do you disagree with the Turner Diaries statement?
Yes, I do.
You do. Where are you?
I'm calling from California.
And what is it you disagree with?
I disagree with the racial aspect of it.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You don't think we ought to get rid of...
I don't think that they're the problem.
You don't, huh?
No.
All right. Let's find out why Douglas thinks they are. Douglas, you're on the air, and what is our other caller's name?
Curtis.
Curtis. It's Curtis and...
From San Diego.
And Douglas. All right. Be my guest. The air is yours.
Okay. What is your problem with the racial aspect that we're talking about here from the
There's no need to be antagonistic. It's not my problem. And if you're trying to cast aspersions upon me, make this an ad hominem argument.
Okay, well he hasn't said anything to you yet.
No, what he said was, what is your problem?
Oh, I see.
So I'll tell you, if you're asking what my thesis is, I'll tell you what it is. It's Darwin's theory. 100 years ago, not only Darwin, but nearly all of his prominent contemporaries agreed that there was a superior race, the white race. And there's scientific reasons, there's all kinds of theories. Myself, before I read this just recently, I thought there might be some reason. And it seems to me that there could be many reasons. But one of the reasons is that the people in Northern Europe had to be brighter to survive. By comparison, in Africa, where perhaps the weather doesn't change, I'm only talking about the paradigms here, one only needs to learn how to hunt to survive. In the winter you hunt, in the summer you hunt, in the spring you hunt, in the fall you hunt. By comparison, in Northern Europe, in the summer you hunt, in the winter you die, unless you're a little bit brighter than that. I think by long-term action of this sort of activity, the weak got weeded out. This is Darwin's theory, survival of the fittest. And I've studied the history of this country. There are some trends, and they are observable in the larger cities like Los Angeles.
Sir, it sounds like you have a psychological problem. Sounds like you have too much time on your hands. I don't see what the problem
is. You've got an ad hominem.
First of all, I'm from Generation X. I'm young. I'm only 27, and I don't see racism. I don't see color, and you're from a different generation than I am, obviously, and you know you're a product of the way you were raised. But however,
no, you're wrong.
You're an adult. You're an adult now, and you're able to make a decision. You're able to know from right and wrong.
All right, now wait a minute. One at a time, or we can't hear anybody.
I only developed this theory in the last 2 years.
Your
I'm
theory
telling you again,
doesn't make any sense.
Let's not make this an ad hominem argument. Don't attack me. I must be wrong.
I'm
going to
attack
you
because you have a psychological problem. What you're saying
you don't even
no
know
substance.
About my psychology. That's an ad hominem
what
argument.
You're saying
perhaps
no
you don't
substance.
Know what that is.
Well, you need to check yourself.
What?
You need to check yourself, okay? You heard me. I'm not stuttering. Am I stuttering? I think
no.
You have a psychological problem. First of all, I don't see racism in this country. I don't see why this country can't work together. I don't know why this country's taking two steps back.
I think the dominant
based
upon
race. All right,
hold it. One at a time. Let him answer. You said you don't see why the races can't work together in this country. How do you answer that, sir?
They can work together in this country. That's not the issue. The issue wasn't can races work together. The question is, should they be sent out to make this country better?
Well, who's going to make that decision? You ain't making that decision.
The question
was the white race.
That wasn't the issue. Who should make the decision?
I think we're misinterpreting history here.
Art stated the issue quite clearly. Should they be moved out? I say yes, they should.
Should they be moved out? Well, you know what? You're not speaking any substance. First of all, that's not going to happen, so you might as well eliminate
that
this.
That wasn't what Art asked.
Will they, shall we move them out? We
that
don't have control over them.
No. He's really quite correct. That is the premise of the Turner Diaries, that blacks, Hispanics, and Jews be moved out of America.
I understand. I watched 60 Minutes.
Moreover, America's disintegrating because of race mixing.
I don't think that we should point the finger at ethnicity. I think everybody in this country is responsible for what happens in this country. We can't just point the finger at ethnicity. I don't understand why this race, I mean, why the human race here can't work together homogeneously.
Well, let them answer that. Why can't they?
Because the white race is superior.
Yes, that's not true. You need to get over it.
No, why don't you read
Malcolm? You're misinterpreting history.
Why don't you read Darwin's theory? Why don't you look at scores on SAT tests?
Darwin doesn't dictate my ideas and values.
Why don't you look at the admissions tests for the University of California?
Why don't you take a look at the Asian
top?
If you
want
to get down to racism, Asians are supposedly superior and smarter than the white race. So why don't you explain that away?
That wasn't the issue. Art Bell didn't ask about Asians.
Asians is ethnic, isn't it?
No, he asked about Asians. That's a fair question. Answer it.
Art, your premise was, should blacks...
Answer the question.
Yeah, no, it is fair that he asked that question. I think it's a reasonable a place to go with this discussion.
Do you want to change the issue?
No, I think that it is a fair question.
Oh, but it's a change in the issue. If you say I'll change the issue, then we'll go on to a different issue.
No, fine. If you can't answer it, that's
fine.
I can
answer it. You want to change it?
No.
Okay, go ahead. The Asians do score better. Yes, that's right.
They're also ethnic.
They're what?
You heard me. They're also ethnic.
Yes, that's right. And your point is?
I'm black, and they fall under the same category as blacks and Hispanics. I mean, Asian. I don't know what category that is.
They're a different race.
What?
They're a different race.
Excuse me, we're all the same race. We're the human race.
No, we're not.
Okay?
We're not all the same race. We're all the same species.
Oh, we're all the same species. We're just.
Yeah, that's right, but we're not
we're
all the same race.
Species, but we're just different races. But I don't see why we can't work together as a collective.
Nobody
homogenous
said we couldn't work together.
You have a psychological problem, sir.
You're repeating yourself.
I'm not repeating. You're not listening.
Yes, you've
to
already
me.
Said that about four times.
Well, why don't you commit it to memory? You're not answering my question. Why can't we work together? What's the difference? I think the difference is
your
product of your environment. That's the way you were raised.
We could work together, but why?
First of all, you're an adult. You know from right from wrong.
What?
You heard me. You know from right from wrong. You're not better than me or anybody else. Your blood is red. You breathe air. How the hell are you better than anybody else?
Oh, I'm smarter than
you. Explain that to me. I think you're misinterpreting history from your ancestors, from your plantation owners. I think you just want to just make yourself feel as though you are.
You're wrong about your
ancestors slaved the black race and blah, 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 blah. You need to get over it, okay? You need to check yourself. You're not better. If the roles were reversed and the black race was here first and brought Caucasians here and slaved them, then I would probably have the kind of ugly attitude that you have now, you see?
You know, your arguments on this show demonstrate...
Just answer the question.
...your inferiority right there. What is the question?
Why can't we work together collectively?
I've already answered that. You mistook the question. Nobody said we couldn't.
You didn't answer it.
Well, let's try another question. Why is it that you believe the white race is superior?
That's what I want to know.
Why is it I believe that?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the scores for university admissions are a good indicator. Now, if you say, why do I think whites are superior to Asians even though they get poorer test scores on the average?
Yeah, that's a good one. Why?
There's another problem besides intelligence. Genetic behavior comprises many factors, but the Asians tend to be genetically predisposed to herd instinct, which means they tend to be communist, which means they're not individualist. One of the things that made this country great is individualism. In fact, the primacy of the individual is what distinguishes our government from many other governments. That is, although most governments say what is best for the group is what we shall have, in this country we say, well, it's good to do what's best for the group, but we're not going to cut out the individual. That's what makes the white race genetically better than Asians, who may score on the average higher on the SAT scores.
Yeah,
but I submit that they don't score on the average higher. What we see is that the higher scores are from Asians because they flood the market, and there's a bias because the brighter Asians come to this country, so it's a skewed distribution.
Caller?
I disagree with that. You said individually. I think we can appreciate everyone on the spectrum individually. Everyone has the capability of being intellectually superior, whatever you want to call it.
Not everyone can be superior.
All right, we have now in America, I believe, about 14% of black population, somewhere between 10 and 14%, I believe. What would you say should be done with these black people?
Well, now there's the rub.
Yes.
There is a problem that requires a solution that I can't come up with off the tip of my tongue.
You
given
can.
Some time, if you ask me and to come back tomorrow night with a solution for that, I can give you a solution
tomorrow. All right, fine. Then let's move on to the second one. Blacks and Hispanics and other races are intermarrying with whites. What would you do about that?
It's a difficult situation. When you have freedom, people have to be free to do what they want. Here's a way to handle that, though. The way to handle that is to correct a couple of the problems that our forefathers gave us. And actually, they didn't give us this problem. You know, they're brighter than we. You correct that by turning this into a meritocracy rather than a democracy. And that is, you allow people to vote by how intelligent they are. And that makes sense. Take somebody somebody whose intelligence you admire, who's widely admired for their intelligence. Maybe they should get more votes than a person who is developmentally disabled
Something. Wait a minute. You're acting disabled. You didn't respond to my question. My question was, how do you stop the racial mixture that's going on?
That is the way you stop it. Because people will know that if they are not as bright, they won't be able to have as much say in the government. So they'll be disinclined to diminish their intelligence by marrying into an inferior race.
Inferior race. So you really believe that?
Yes.
All right.
I think people that think the way this gentleman thinks are a very small percentage in this country. I think this man has too much time on his hands. I think you ought to open up your eyes and take a good look around you at God's green earth. You're missing
out. It was only when I opened up my eyes
on.
That I developed this theory. For most of my life, I didn't have this theory.
So what changed it?
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
I came to the Los Angeles area and saw how basically governments are disproportionately staffed. If you go into the United States District Court, for example, in Los Angeles for the Central District, it's almost all black women. If you go into other courts in Los Angeles, you'll find they're disproportionately staffed by black women, sometimes other minority groups, who seem to be in clusters. This is part of the group think. This is part of the herd instinct, and it's not healthy. You also find out that when you have bad policies in government, they're widely followed by these people who don't stand up and think for themselves. And I can give you one good example, car insurance. A lot of less intelligent people tend to be more inclined to buy the insurance if they can afford it, if they can barely afford it, and they are insurance poor for that reason. When actually, poor people do not need car insurance, because if poor people get in a car wreck, all they have to do is do a bankruptcy, and they don't have to pay the judgment anyway. This simple truth is not understood. They think that they're smart to buy insurance is only smartly purchased by people who have assets they can lose by bankruptcy.
Yeah, but this poor person's theory that you're applying applies to all the races. There are whites that are poor that live in a culturally dense area of Los Angeles. They can buy this insurance or whatever you're talking about and file Chapter 7 or bankruptcy. How do you explain that?
Well, you missed my point.
I don't think you ever threw your point.
Well, I'll tell it again because you missed it.
Need not repeat it. I don't see how it necessarily applies to this, and if it does, then as the caller points out, there are poor white people, Hispanics, and blacks.
Well, you missed my point, and I'll tell you what it is because you obviously missed it. The point is that those policies that you have to buy insurance tend to become matters of law in areas where people don't even know the merit of a free market system. This is the group instinct that I'm talking about.
What does that have to do with race?
Because white people have less group instinct than Asians.
I see. All right. Well, thank you both very much, but that's enough of that, I guess. And that tells you the reasoning behind this kind of thinking. Actually, that does it too much of a favor. I think it exposes the lack of reasoning behind this kind of thinking. Absolutely remarkable.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. I think I'm going to continue this. Let's see if we can find somebody else who can defend the premises forwarded in the Turner Diaries. Seeing that on 60 Minutes, and this William Pierce, this PhD, a physicist, a man who should be, and I presume is, very intelligent, say these things, blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. His premise is that we should get rid of the blacks, the Hispanics, Jews, get America back to where it used to be. Get back what we have lost, he says. That America is disintegrating because of race mixing. If you agree with that, then I definitely would like to hear from you. And I'm going to hold one line open for people who believe that exclusively. Tell you what, let's try it again. We've got a couple of gentlemen on here. Number one is a gentleman who believes the white race should rule. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your first name?
Jim.
Jim, and where are you, Jim?
I'm in Michigan.
You're in Michigan. All right, Jim, I'm going to bring on somebody else now from the state of Texas, way down in Odessa, I believe. What is your first name?
I'm Paul.
Paul. All right, the subject is the Turner Diaries, gentlemen, or at least the subject material in them. The air is yours.
Well, okay, let me start out by saying that, first of all, I have to say that I believe in God, and I have to say that I think God loves all people, whether they're white or black, equally.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm talking about here is I would like to see a society where everyone has the most, the best chance at, you know, good health care, prosperity, housing, that kind of thing. And the way I believe that we get there is an exact opposite direction of where our country has been headed. I would like to go back to the days of literacy tests. I would like to see, basically, it would come down to what we had in this country when this country was started was only white male Christian property owners could vote, and I dare say that if we had that today, that blacks in this country would be 100 times better off.
Okay, can I interrupt you and ask you something? Oh, wait, where are you from? Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, are you part Polish?
No.
Are you part Irish?
I'm a European American.
European
American. Several mixtures.
So what gives you the right to say what should go on in my country?
Well, I don't understand your point.
You're a foreigner yourself. What are you talking about?
Okay, so are you a foreigner?
How can you run our country when you're a foreigner?
Are you a foreigner?
Well, of course I am.
Well, I
don't
understand.
I'm not trying to tell people how to run the country either. I'm trying to say get along with everybody.
First of all,
said
I
God
want to
created
say that
everybody,
I,
and he did create everybody equal, okay? So here we are equal.
I agree with that. And I do not want to have a repeat of the conversation that we just heard,
right,
which was low IQ and antagonistic.
Right. No. The thing about it is a person, white, black, green, purple, or indifferent, if they think they're better than somebody else, then they're going to be treated worse, simply, okay? In my neighborhood, we have black people that say they're equal to white people, but yet they continuously single themselves out with the Black Entertainment Network and the Black Chamber of Commerce and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and this and that and the other. But, you know, that's my question, is why they continuously single themselves out. I look at everybody as equal, my brothers and my sisters. If my sister married a black man or a Hispanic man or something like that, hey, great, you know.
Well, I'm not sure, but I believe that possibly art is mistakenly misrepresenting the author of the Turner Diaries opinions.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
Well, no, when you said get rid of them.
That's exactly
what he said.
That's what I said.
I watched it.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, I taped it and watched it, you know, more than once.
Then go watch it again, because in fact, that's what 60 Minutes said. Is this a representation of what you want and what you believe? And he said yes.
Yep.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Well, do you agree that there should not be a racial mixture, that the races should not mix?
I guess half of me should go back to Ireland, the other half should go back to Germany.
No, I believe in freedom. Also, I just think that I would like to go back to literacy tests. And, you know, the Pew Charitable Trust...
What you said at the beginning of this conversation was you believed whites should rule. Your words.
Yes, I believe that if whites were ruling, things would be better off for everyone.
That's right. White male property owners.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
White male Christian property owners.
Hmm. That leaves me out.
I'm not embarrassed of saying that. I'm prepared to defend that.
Defend it.
Please.
Well, look, this is the white male Christians, with their worldview, gave us the Constitution, gave us a constitutional republic of limited government, low taxes, and individual rights.
Yes, but did they give it to white male Christians only?
No, they gave it to everyone, including slaves, including blacks, who 11 out of the 13 colonies originally wanted to get rid of slavery. It was only South Carolina and Georgia that wanted to keep it. And we fought a civil war over that, and a lot of white men shed their blood freeing the slaves. And I don't make any apology to black America for that. Plus, you got to keep in mind that most of white America came here far after the Civil War. We had huge immigration into this country between 1870 and 1930, 1940. Huge waves of immigration from Europe. Most people weren't even, their ancestors isn't even in America during the time of slavery. There's no apology whatsoever. I don't believe in reparations. I don't believe in affirmative action. I don't believe in any of that garbage. And I believe that blacks would be better off if we had a government such as our founding fathers created.
Michigan?
Yes.
Pueblo or the Cheyenne or the Indian nation got together and said, okay, everybody that's not a Native American, go back to where you came from.
Well, then they'd have to go back to where they came from,
they
too.
They came from here.
No. They came across the Alaska. They're basically from the Orient.
Oh, really?
Originally, yep.
Well, and I guess Chris had a whole bunch of surprises when he landed here because, the way I understand it is the Indians, the Native Americans, populated the land, and they landed at Plymouth Rock, and they said, move over, move over, move over, move over, move over, and ended up over on Alcatraz.
Well, look, you only have two choices. I mean, either you believe in creation or you believe in evolution. And,
all right.
Well, now that's a whole other ballgame.
It sure is. Yeah, it sure is.
The difference between black
and
white.
I know, but...
Let me stop you both. Let me stop you both for a second and ask this. You said you believe whites should rule, correct?
Yes.
All right. You also said there should be an intelligence test to vote.
Correct.
Okay. Suppose blacks scored or Hispanics scored very high on the intelligence tests. Should they be allowed to be part of the, quote, ruling class?
Absolutely. Even blacks. You know, as I said, I mean, Art, you know, I'm a conservative Christian right-winger. I am not, in agreement with, these racists. You know, like these identity Christians.
Well, then you misrepresented yourself when you said you agreed with the Turner Diaries.
Right.
No, I said I believe the country would be better off if whites were ruling. And I said that I thought that's what the author of Turner Diaries was advocating. I didn't think he was advocating, you know.
Then obviously, you missed the program then.
Excuse me, would
racist.
You step aside would you take the same test that this black man has given? And if he scored higher than you, would you step aside and get on the boat and leave?
Well, I would absolutely, I would absolutely let him vote and me not vote if I failed the test.
All right. Well, in that case, then you misrepresented yourself, sir, when you came on the program. I'm going to do it again until we get it right here. Is there anybody out there that agrees with the statements in the Turner Diaries? That's what we're after. And believe me, when I give you these quotes, I am giving you an accurate representation of what was said on that program. Believe me. Hello there. You're on the air.
I'm not going to talk about what that man wanted to talk about. I ask you to ask any of your people one question. They keep arguing black. They keep arguing Christian. What group are they going to put the Jewish people in?
I don't know. Thank you for the call. That line now is for one thing only. I hope you all are listening. It's for one thing only. Somebody out there who agrees with the Turner Diaries and wants to argue that. And whatever logic can be mustered behind it. That's what that line is for. If that's you, call it. 702-727-1222. If it's not, don't. On that line, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to argue the point about the Turner Diaries.
You agree?
Yes, I do.
You agree that blacks should leave America?
That's right.
All right. What is your first name?
Dale.
And where are you, Dale, just out of curiosity?
Cottage Grove, Oregon.
All right. Stand by. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
All right.
All right. There's Dale, who obviously agrees with the Turner Diaries. Let's get someone now who does not. If that is you, call now. All right, here we go again. This is Dale, somewhere up in Oregon, right, Dale?
Yeah.
All right, and your debate partner is going to be Shirley. And Shirley, where are you?
I'm in Oregon also.
Okay, two Oregon callers. You heard what Dale believes. The air belongs to the two of you. Subject matter in the Turner Diaries.
Go ahead, Dale.
Okay. Basically, I look at it this way. My forefathers, the white man, came over from Europe, and they started everything that based this country. And, I mean, they started the government and everything else. They got everything rolling in motion. The blacks were brought over here as slaves and to work on the plantations and the farms and such. The Asians or Spanish or whatever you want to call them. It comes down to the point that the white kept in control all the way up until the point of where the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, and which released the blacks and gave them their freedom. Well, at that point, everybody seemed to start being more relaxed on the idea of blacks being free or Asians being free or Hispanics being more free into the community and into the people. But there was still racism, and it comes all the way up until today. My point, basically, and my whole belief on that is, if it weren't for them, everybody being more relaxed towards the freedom of all the different races and stuff, the United States would be more in control. I believe that they should all be put back. That's what makes Africans from Africa and Asians from Asia and so on and so forth. It was the white males who got the guts to come over here.
In other words, everybody black or Asian or whatever ought to be sent home, right?
That's right.
Okay, I hear you. And where would you go home to?
Well, my forefathers came over to this country from England.
And mine came from England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales,
right,
and France and et cetera.
Right.
But one of us met the boat when it came over here. so I belong here more than you belong here. My point is that it has been probably the white race that has gone so far with technology that we have made the smokestacks, we have made the atomic bomb, we have polluted the rivers, the streams, the oceans, and after our alabaster selves have outsmarted ourselves out of existence, it won't be particularly the white man. It will be the wily, the wise, and the tough who survive after the white man and his technology has ruined the world.
No, where the point lies is we, our forefathers brought the blacks over here as slaves and the Asians and so forth. Well, once they started getting more freedom and everything started becoming a little more lax, is them being in the community and them being in the surrounding and getting more opening.
I heard you say that before.
Right. What happened was it created a population mass, and with that much opening of freedom for different cultures, everything started getting swamped here, and that's where it started coming more abundant. People started rushing in over here because there was more openness, there was more freedom as far as the government. Everything
was
more lax.
That was wrong.
That was really wrong.
The freedom.
My grandfathers and my great grandfathers came over here and busted their rear to create all this, just so that they can let it lax, so everybody else can help take it over. No, I don't think so.
That mine came over for freedom. Mine stayed in Holland for a while and learned some mighty truths from Holland. We didn't learn everything from the English, and came over here and busted their butts, as you say, to make freedom, to believe in our Constitution, to believe that men are created equal. And you don't believe that people are created equal then.
That's right.
And so I just think you have a basic.
Where my understanding lies is they might be created equal in a sense that they're created equal in their country. My great grandfathers and everybody created this one. And I don't see where it's right for everybody to come over here and take the advantage of their creation and run with it. Why can't they do that in their own countries?
Because this is their country. They were born here. Many people of other races were born here. And what about you? What about my ancestor who met the boat? This was her country.
Okay. So.
And but she isn't white.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not sorry. I'm just tremendously proud.
Okay, well, I mean, more power to you. That's about all I can say.
Well, that,
you know,
as far
as the interracial mixing and everything else, you know, if there's any interracial mixing, you know, send them too, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that
I'm
is just
leaving.
Not right. That's what separates different cultures. That's what makes English English. That's what makes Africans, Africans, and Asians, Asians, and so on and so forth.
So let me get this straight. Anybody who is interracially mixed also ought to go.
Yeah.
And you don't feel that gives us some strength, some new blood?
No, not at all. Because that's what's supposed to make us different in the beginning. There's no reason to mix it all together.
Are you afraid of the mixing?
I don't see it as afraid. I see it as I don't want nothing to do with it.
Well, you don't have to.
It makes me sick, you know.
Well,
I can't see the comprehension of it.
You have a virus. I feel sorry for you. You said that. I do. I truly do.
No.
I think you're missing the big picture.
Listen, you two, I've got a news break coming up.
Okay. I'm through.
I think we are.
Okay.
And so I thank you both.
Thanks.
And I rather think that perhaps we all have a virus. And as you all know, not one virus has yet been cured. We'll be back.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time. Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 20th, 1996.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Art Bell. Have you had an earful? Anyway, good morning. Whatever's on your mind is fair game. I'm getting a lot of faxes on that website. Art, I've just spent the last 2 hours wandering the N4 mission page. All I can say is, wow. I really hope it is the genuine article, but I think it'd be very difficult to keep such a mission like this hush-hush, as it seems to have been. It does sound quite sci-fi. It'd be fantastic to actually make contact with an alien race. Couldn't help but think of the original War of the Worlds broadcast the whole time I was reading. I would like to know your opinion, Art. What do you think of it? Do you think it's real? Really? Bruce in Denver. Bruce, I have serious doubts. All I know is, when I ran into it, I was shocked. The slickness of it, the obvious size of it, the money that had to go behind it, all of it hit me, and I felt that that's why we put in the link. I wanted the audience to take a look at it. For all I know, it's some kind of promo for a movie or something. But what if it's real? So what do I really think? I don't know. It was so slickly done that I just wanted you guys to take a look at it. And so far, what everybody who's looking is saying is, holy smokes, and wow, and things like that. So you take a look and let me know. There's a link from my page. You go to my webpage. It's eon-4, E-O-N-4, and it is the damnedest thing you've ever seen. You can get to it from my webpage. Go to www.artbell.com, and from there, you'll see a link. Jump over, take a look. It, I guarantee, will blow your mind. Card line, you're on the air.
Yeah, the guy that was bringing up the subject about the Indians and how we pushed them around was a long overdue subject. It was kind of ironic how everything pretty well originated from Europe, but at one time Alaska and Russia was connected.
Mm-hmm.
Being that we are all supposed to be one, we have what I want to say is this country is pretty well composed of an example of what the world is like. It's a very warlike species we are. We've come a long ways since the barbaric times when the Vikings and the Danes were plundering
Well, you couldn't tell it by the last 2 hours.
Well, it typifies the human nature. What I mean by we've become more civilized, we have football games and the like instead of gladiators. If we survive long enough to get a little bit better, we'd better be real nice to the aliens when they land and not ask them for their green card or shoot at them, because their technology is going to be so much more superior than ours.
All right, sir. Well, I guarantee we will shoot at them. I absolutely guarantee. If a saucer came down, we would shoot at them. How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet? We would fill them so full of lead, they couldn't get back to their spaceship. They'd be weighed down in lead. This story just in from L.A., a 14-year-old girl faces attempted murder charges for allegedly putting, get this, rubbing alcohol in her 9-month-old brother's formula. Los Angeles police arrested the girl Friday evening at the family's residence, and I won't give the street, in Los Angeles. The baby vomited the tainted formula, was taken to Martin Luther King Jr., Drew Medical Center, where he was in stable condition on Saturday. The teenager had been asked to prepare the baby's formula by the mom, who then unwittingly fed the toxic mixture to the baby. Police said they don't know why the girl, who is in custody right now at a juvenile detention center, might have done such a thing. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Would have been. Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I'm not for... this is Mike from Glendale.
Yes, Mike.
On 790.
KABC.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I'm not for stringing up non-whites with a rope, and I think that that guy needs to seek psychiatric attention. But, you know, I'm not for denying the color of my skin either. And it's interesting that everybody who talked against... you know, discussing, you know, I see,
nobody is asking you to be in denial.
Well, I think
that I know of.
I heard everybody talk, and it was like, I look at all the other ethnic groups in America, and they talk about themselves, you know, Cinco de Mayo or Martin Luther King Day. It's like, the black people in America, they are a people. The Mexican Americans, they are a people. Their own culture. You know, I don't see anybody in the white community saying, we are a people. We have, you know, and we have to recognize that, you know, we are a people in this country, whether we like it or not, and just trying to just pass it off as an individual thing, like, well, I'm just a white individual. I've got nothing to do with anybody else, except for on an individual basis, while every other culture runs around saying, we are a people. I think that's insane, and I think that's what's bringing this country down, and it's not being against anybody. In my view.
All right. Well, look, there is nothing wrong with being proud of your race. Nothing wrong with it. I'm very happy being a white person. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is the hatred in this country right now. There's more of it, not less. That's what the last couple of hours showed. And sadly, I could have gone on and on and on. Believe me, I could have gone on. There's so much hatred. There's more, not less. We are supposed to be advancing and raising our consciousness in this country. I see, I'm sorry, evidence that it's going the other way. What I call the quickening. And if the last 2 hours didn't prove it, I don't know what will. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
On the air. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes.
Good. Then you have succeeded. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. My name is Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
KBEQ. No.
KCMO.
KCMO.
Attitude.
With an attitude, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like what I've got. I guess it would be just blacks, you know, not Jews or not Hispanics.
Maybe no, you've got an attitude just about blacks?
Yeah, because like...
What is your attitude, dear?
Well, I sort of like tried to deny it for a while, but I've been like robbed several times and at gunpoint and beaten over the head with a gun and my money taken and I had to have metal staples put in my head to close the wounds. My parents have been robbed and, you know, like their house cleaned out several times and they were black, you know, and I kind of have this problem that maybe, you know, in most prisons, they're sort of pretty much full.
A disproportionate number of blacks?
I think so. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's
so
exactly
what would your,
true.
So what would your solution be?
I don't know that I have one, really. No. I mean, I'm sort of, you know.
Well, I don't think that's the kind of attitude KCMO is talking about.
I don't think that people should be strung up, though.
You don't.
Or put out of the country, but I think there's a definite problem.
Well, there's a problem certainly with crime, yes. There's no question about it. But again, so that we don't mix this up, I don't think that was the kind of attitude KCMO meant. They meant talk with attitude. Well, we'll just keep moving. You're on the air, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Good morning.
Hi, Art. I'm just calling to see what your fax number is.
My fax number?
Yeah.
Area code 702 727-8499.
8499.
And there is a 3-page limit.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Love your show.
Thank you. You're welcome. See you later. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, Art, I've been listening, and I am shaking my head.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, this is Mike in Blair, Nebraska.
Yes, Mike.
Not only is the hate scary, it's hate that calls itself true Christian.
Yeah.
That is really scary.
I know. And there's more of it. There's more of it, arguably, today than there was 5 years ago.
Well, I think so. And I'll tell you, this guy, like the guy you had on debating several people, calling himself the true Christian.
Oh, yes.
I don't see how he doesn't get the Christ's message of unconditional love. Unconditional, meaning no condition of what religion you are.
No, I think his conditional love is that he would love to have people go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, and to suggest hanging people.
Oh, yes.
Even his white brethren, sympathize with
that's
somebody.
That's right. The day of the rope, it was called.
Yes, Christ would never align with any kind of thinking like that. And it's an insult to the people who are Christians that this guy comes on and calls himself a true Christian. I think it's just really, really scariest thing out there.
Everybody says they're a true Christian. Yeah. I mean, how many people come on the air and say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a real one.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
And
everybody's a constitutionalist.
Well, and I tell you, I've had a lot of spiritual growth myself in recent years. 4 years ago, my 16-year-old son was killed in an accident.
I'm sorry.
And from that, though, I have gained so much knowledge of the other side. The spirit world, and what true unconditional love is. And I think Brad Steiger was talking how there is more good in the world, which welcomes more evil and more hate. And I think as there is more love in the world, there's also more hatred in the world.
I believe there is.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. The amount of hatred in the world gives me, actually, it gives me sorrow. That's all I can say. I'm sad about it. I wouldn't even say I'm angry about it. The proper emotion is sadness. I'm just sad about it. Now, maybe on a different day I'll feel a little better. I don't know. But listening to this just makes me sad. It doesn't even make me angry. It just makes me very, very sad because I know we're going. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is Leonard. I'm calling from Anchorage.
Hello, Leonard.
How you doing?
All right.
Good, good. I'd just like to comment on the subject that's been kind of kicked around here the last couple hours.
Sure.
With this Turner Diary thing and yeah. Whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Black American, and I just like to kind of bring another angle to this discussion because a lot's been said, but there's a lot that really hadn't been said.
Oh, there's a lot that hadn't been said. You're right. You know what I would like to do? I'd like to find another one of these guys and let you debate him. Would you like to do that?
Well, I'd be pleased to do that.
Would you?
Absolutely.
All right, good. It's Arne Nickel. Hold on. I'll put you on hold. All right. Let's do it again. This is what spontaneous radio, I think, is all about. Let's have ourselves another skinhead. Do we have another skinhead out there? Let me open the line for that. Area code 702-727-1222. Let's have ourselves another white supremacist, shall we? Area code 702-727-1222. And if we can get somebody else who feels that way, we'll do yet one more debate. Have you seen the new $100 bills? Ugly. Very ugly. But unfortunately, that's not the main problem with them. Looks as though we've got one for domestic consumption and one for international consumption. Now, why do you suppose they might do that? Oh, there's a good reason. If you do the numbers and you look at the debt, even with the deficit ostensibly cut in half, as the president would brag, we continue to mount more debt all the time. A lot of Americans don't know that. They think, why, the president's really turned it around. Well, the debt's still going up, and it is gigantic. The interest on the debt will soon consume all the money that we have, that we might use for anything else. Imagine that. Then what? What are we going to do? Well, a lot of people believe there's going to be a devaluation. You want to know the rest of the story about the currency change? We will send it to you for free, without obligation. Call 1-800-877-9799. That's 1-800-877-9799, North American Trading. Now, let's do a little searching on the telephone here and see what we can find. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Are you a white supremacist?
I am.
Turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
Give us your first name.
Rick.
Rick. And roughly where are you, Rick?
Los Angeles.
L.A. All right. Here is, and I'm sorry, sir, I forgot your first name.
Leonard.
Leonard up in Alaska.
Right.
Alaska and L.A. You're both on the air.
Yes. Yeah, Rick, what is it that you believe that makes white people so much that, you know, you should run everything and that no other people should be involved in the workings of this world?
I believe that everybody is different. We have our different ethical backgrounds, and I don't believe that you're supposed to hate somebody because they're white. And you know that's how it is in this country.
Well, if I understand correctly, you hate people because they're black. I mean, if you're a white supremacist.
I see there is a difference between us.
But is not difference, I mean, difference is what makes this world as beautiful as it is. If everything was one color, then, you know, we'd all be blind.
I would have no problem with them if we were all equal.
No, I'm talking about being blind and all things being one color.
No, it can't be that way.
Well, it can't be that way. I mean, because it takes all kinds to make this world what it is. I mean, if you look at World War II and what happened with the Allied effort, I mean, there were people down in Solomon Islands, in down in Australia, the Aborigines. I mean, you had people all over, I mean, and doing different things to try and make this place livable for all people, not just one people.
Why do you want to insist on mashing us together?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got a break coming up, and I'll hold both of you over. Can you both stay?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
All right, good. Both of you stay right there, and we'll be right back. This should be interesting. Boy, it's some country we've got on our hands today, isn't it?
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time.
Letter from the other side. Senor Bell, it says. Now you know what us minorities have been complaining about for more than 10,000 years. We have taken white men's jobs, their women, and even part of their country, but they won't change their hateful ways. PSAs don't seem to help either. They're closed-minded and intolerant, and it can't be tolerated. After hearing this show tonight, seems like total extermination of the white race is the only solution for racism, bigotry, and anti-Semitism. Do you see any other way? The Jews have the right idea. Are we ready to fire up the ovens? Buenos dias, Pedro. From Alaska and L.A., you're back on the air again.
Yeah, you started to make a statement there. I'd like for you to go ahead and make your point. Hello?
Are you there, caller? Oh, you know what? I think he took off. He took off. So why don't you go ahead and say what you want to say?
You know, what makes America great is we've got the best of all that this world has to offer. We got the best from every country, you know, in creation. And that's what makes America great. And, you know, for folks to have this self-righteous idea that, you know, it's all because of them and because of something that their father or grandfather might have done, that, you know, that's what's made America. No, I mean, Pocahontas, when she showed love for John Ross and all of the other people that she helped, I mean, she was an Indian. She was different. And, you know, when we work together, when America comes together, I mean, there's nothing on this planet that's better.
Yeah, but the last good example of that was World War II, and arguably, it's been getting worse, not better, and I puzzle at that.
Well, you know, there are people out there that make big bucks when they find people that just choose to follow for no good reason, you know, and send their money in and devote their time for no good reason. I mean, you know, it's money. It's money.
Maybe it's money. I don't know. It's hatred, and it's building, and I just, maybe it is money. Maybe it seems like money is at the bottom of most stuff, but.
It sells art. And if you look at the bottom line, it's all about money. And if folks would take time to really try and add direction to what they do with their time, their effort, and their enthusiasm, they would realize, you know, that, you know, this kind of a thing, I mean, that's no way to spend time. I mean, because it's something it's not infinite. I mean, we don't have all the time in the world, but when you're young, like the young fellow that called in earlier from Oregon, I mean, he thinks and believes that, you know, he's right. But when he sees the blood and guts that will have to be spilled as a result of that philosophy that he's espousing,
I know,
he'll change his mind. He'll have a different idea, it'll be too late.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. By then, it's going to be too late. Thank you very much for the call, sir. Way too late. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Joe.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Louis.
Yes.
Yes. I hope that wasn't a wasted 2 hours. Somebody got something out of that 2 hours of debate.
Oh, I got a lot out of it.
Yeah. I'm black, too, and I had to turn some of it off. I had to walk away. It just seems that this country is heading towards.
I know.
Well, it's heading towards a disaster.
I know, and it's picking up, speeding up, along with everything else that seems to be going wrong. This hatred is building. There are more devotees, more followers, more people who, if they don't have their heads shaved, they ought to have.
Yeah, if you don't. You don't believe in the right God, you're dead. If you don't have the right color, you're dead.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
And if it doesn't change, we're all dead.
That's true.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Art.
Hello.
Well, I'm discouraged. That's for sure. I'm Claude from Aberdeen, Washington.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got a lot of Indian blood in me. And there, the guy you had on earlier, I think his name was Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And he had mentioned the name of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worship that name, and it's been how can I say it, linked to white supremacist groups, and it's discouraging because we have an assembly, and on the outside of our assembly we have the name of Yahweh on it, and we were getting eggs and all this stuff at us, and we're not racist. We love every race. That's just, I guess, disheartening. And for those out there that, skinheads, I believe biblically, salvation is of the Jews, and a Jew is not one of the flesh, but one of the heart. And there'll be people from every nation, all tongues, and all kindreds that make the kingdom. And Yeshua, or Jesus, he was a Jew.
All right, sir, thank you. Yeah, well, I suppose when it all comes down, it'll all run red in the same puddle. I wonder if that'll mean anything to anybody. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. My name is Adrian. I'm in Oklahoma.
Okay, Adrian.
And I was just calling because I was just surprised at some of the ignorance that I've heard this evening.
You're surprised?
I'm surprised. I'm amazed.
Didn't think it was out there, huh?
Well, a young lady from Kansas or Missouri somewhere, she said...
Kansas City.
Yeah, she had been robbed and mm-hmm. by blacks and... I think she was concerned that the penitentiaries were full of a disproportionate amount of black people.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone from Oregon that thought that black people didn't want an education. Or was it from Fort Worth?
Right. I remember the calls.
Yeah, right. And it's like they don't understand the economics and the fundamental things about education. You know, if white society runs America, then it's... And it's supposed to be a free country. I would think that it would be their responsibility to make sure that everyone got an equitable education. But as we know, that's not true. We have schools in America that don't have adequate light, water, toilet system. We have children going to school that can't even use the bathroom. We have black Americans that can't get a job. They can't work. They are desperate people. I think that some of those people need to understand that.
All right. Thank you. I think in America today there are a lot of desperate people. Desperate about many things. Increasingly desperate. Increasingly short of temper. Increasingly uncivilized. In other words, what I call the quickening. It's all around us, isn't it? Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. It's Elizabeth.
Well, hello.
You know, I was thinking they won't have to bother with the gas ovens because the ozone hole, which was created by superior white technology, will be getting all of it. You know, white skin, a gift of God. I want to dedicate this thought to Jeff, the skinhead.
Mm.
All skin color on the planet is the result of two diseases. Are you aware of that, Art?
Two diseases.
Rickets, caused by vitamin D deficiency if you have dark skin and you get too far north, and melanoma if you're too far south and your skin is too light. And it takes only 2,000 years to change skin color. Skin color genes are the fastest moving genes in our DNA. And all skin color is a result of solar radiation and two diseases. I'm telling you the truth. Look it up.
I'm aware of it.
also, I mean,
doesn't seem to make any difference. It's not regarded that way by those who have managed to learn to hate on that basis.
Well, it's so ridiculous, isn't it? And the other ridiculous thing is this Yahweh, Jahweh. I'm reading from the dictionary here. Yahweh. Anyway, there's about eight ways to pronounce it. Mm. You know, they despise the Jews. They not only worship a religion that was written or compiled at least by the Hebrews, but the word Yahweh is a made-up name. It's not even in the Bible. It was created, invented by Masoretic Jews, and then...
If we spent one-tenth the time trying to be productive, for example, going to space or going to some other galaxy or traveling faster than light, we'd already be in saucers. We would be the aliens if we spent one-tenth the time doing that as we do hating.
You're absolutely right, and I've got one final thought. What is the opposite of the quickening art?
A time machine to go back to 1955.
The opposite of the quickening is community.
Yeah.
The opposite of the quickening, and I'm absolutely serious about this, this is my college major. The opposite of the quickening, you know, this apocalyptic rocket ride to Armageddon, the opposite of the quickening is community.
Elizabeth, have you been reinstated, or are you still banned in Portland?
Well, I'm still banned, but one last note. You know, the left-wing brother?
Yes.
He did something quite remarkable. He's a local hero, and he not only defended me with a speech on his show and a letter to his brother, the right-wing brother, but he and the right-wingers put together this committee. Do you know about the committee to vote down Initiative 24?
I've heard of it, yes.
He made a coalition of the right wing and the left wing, and it's called something like the committee to vote down silly politicians who just want to grab our power committee or something like that. It's really funny. But, I mean, he did something quite remarkable.
Well, maybe you'll get reinstated if you keep saying nice things. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Well, let me get my radio.
Yes, please.
I'm just listening to Elizabeth dribble there.
Yes.
Goes to show what anybody can do when they open up a book. Anyway, what's the deal, Art, with the... I didn't catch all of your show, and you're talking about something, and you have a link to your link on your page going to something about UFOs now. What was that about? I missed it.
Look, all right, just go take a look at it. Go to my webpage, go to Eon 4.
Another comment.
It's a link up at the top of the page. You can't miss it.
And you said Eon?
Eon 4, yeah.
Eon 4. I did have another comment.
All right.
I was listening to your show, and I just I love how everybody dabbles around the point of the Bible having nothing to do with UFOs. Have you seen the? I'm sure you've seen the.
We haven't been talking about UFOs at all.
What's that?
I said we have not been talking about UFOs at all.
Oh no, I understand that. I was talking about the other day.
I see.
This is the first time I've been able to get through.
I see.
I just love how everybody dabbles around it. You know, you've seen the alien autopsy. The uncut version?
Many times.
And I would definitely agree that with one of your, I don't know who it was that you had on, but they were saying that there's two possibilities with it, that it's either a fake or it's real, of course. And
why don't we call it Alien Autopsy, the Director's Cut?
Yeah, I saw the Director's Cut, yeah.
All right, thank you. Alien Autopsy, the Director's Cut. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Ari. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
When we face God on Judgment Day, we will be judged on our sins, not our skin color. And I believe that whites will be judged
yeah, but a lot of our
more
sins.
Severely by God.
All right. Well, I don't. See, that's judgment based on skin color, lady. Whites will be judged more harshly, huh? One sentence out of her mouth, nobody's going to be judged on skin color. And then the next sentence is, whites are going to be judged more harshly. This lady is out of the left-hand world somewhere. First time, do the wild thing. It's 702-727-1295. Now, don't give me you're not allowed to use last names on the air. That's number one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So what is your first name?
My first name is Wesley.
All right.
And I'm half black, half Puerto Rican. So I can take it from a Hispanic side and a black side. I've been listening to your show for a few months.
All right.
I get kind of, I'm not really too surprised about the attitude that everybody has because I run into it a lot. And it just shows that a lot of people are ignorant and they just haven't picked up books to really educate. everybody else, we all come from different areas, and we all deserve to be here. That's what makes America, the, you know, the great country it is. And to me, economics has a lot to do with the situation. It seems like when people run out of work or the jobs are hard to find, they tend to blame other races for the problems that they have.
Oh, we're good in America. We blame everybody else for everything.
Yeah, and, you know, I just wanted to express my opinion as far as that's concerned. It's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it other than the fact that I can tell right off the bat when people espouse all that hate that they're really ignorant or they're really fearful, because eventually all of us are going to assimilate if we're going to survive. And to me, when you mix up all the races, they come out to be real beautiful people. Not to say that other races that, you know, like whites or Chinese or whatever are not pretty people on their own, but my experience is like if you mix races together, they come out to be real beautiful children and stuff
they
like that.
They generally do. That's true.
You know, and the last thing I like to say is as far as the hate's concerned,
mm-hmm.
I know it's taught. And the only thing I can say is that you just look at the playground where the kids are playing at,
yes,
and you can tell exactly that, you know, we're not born with the hate. The hate is taught and passed down through the parents.
Boy, it must start early. Thank you very much. It must start early because there's a lot of it out there, and it just puzzles me and saddens me knowing that there is more of it now, not less, more. For a lot of years, I thought it was getting better. Arguably, for a little while, it was, I guess. But bubbling underneath, and increasingly so in the last few years, there is more and more and more and more hate. Racial, religious, economic, all the areas that are quickening. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Arbell.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Goodbye. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Is this Art Bell?
Good guess.
Oh, thank you so much.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You gotta get into that phone and scream at me.
Okay, hello.
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay. I believe that this all took place about 40 years ago.
What did?
The dumbing down of America,
mm.
The intolerance, the liberal, fanatic liberal agenda, and we have absolutely no civility left.
Very little.
Our moral standards are below gutter level. You can go on, and that's what's happened. There's total ignorance, which then you cannot tolerate through ignorance.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. I don't disagree with you. I don't know about the timeline. I just know that in the last few years, and I mean very few, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5, the situation has been worsening, the tolerance lessening. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You know, I'm a native of this area back here east of the Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
I'm Bob from Tuscaloosa.
All right, Bob.
Art, we are in darkness, but everything will be all right because God did not lose his way. Now, we're lost. It's darkness. There's confusion. But everything will be all right because we are all on this planet together, but everything's okay. But it's okay as far as God's concerned and as far as we'll be concerned out here in the future as we wake up.
All right, sir. Well, I hope you're right about the way it's going to be. I sincerely hope so. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with probably only enough time to get the honors. Where are you calling from?
This is Pat calling from Farmington, New Mexico.
Farmington, New Mexico.
Yes, sir. Listening to you on 1390 KEAM.
All right. Well, listen, what I'd like to give you more time, sir, but the program is ending, and do you know how to do the honors?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Well, then, lay it on us.
From the High Plains Desert of the Great American Southwest, good night, America.
Oh, well done. Farmington, New Mexico, huh? And from the High Desert in the Great American Southwest, I'm Art Bell. Something to think about tonight. Good night, America.